Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by amateur local celebrity, Johnny Ock.
Cheers, brother. Let's get in these Tea Time.
Welcome to Tea Time, brother.
We got plenty of it, that's for sure.
This is a Tea Time exclusive, you know. There is no Middleman podcast episode this week. We just have Johnny
Strict
Ock.
Straight up tea.
Straight up tea, which is perfect because, you know, I think you're one of the perfect characters for this type of episode.
Oh, definitely.
Because
I try not to, but it just tea finds my way. Tea seeps in.
Not even in like a tea aspect, but let's just say that you are very entertaining. Okay.
I didn't even try to. That's the bad part. It just finds me.
You are unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Like a showman.
Tornado.
What's that?
Like a tornado with the shark and maybe like a megalodon in there.
Well, John, welcome to Tea Time. Welcome to the Middleman Podcast here.
Thanks for having me.
Fun fact for you guys to know, Johnny Ock was actually the man who recorded episode 50 of the Middleman Podcast.
Yeah, true.
The last episode that we did in Sanctuary Studio, and that was a solo run. And, you know, we're getting closer to 100 now.
Whoa.
You know, so we're getting a little bit close to where we need
to be.
Was
that the man in the middle, though? That was the man in the middle.
That's exactly what that was. John, I'm going to make a request. If you could just
get
a little
more. Let me get a little closer to the mic.
Exactly. That's perfect. Yeah, that was the man in the middle, which, you know, at that time was a segment that I thought about doing, a side segment, which would have just been podcast by myself, which is still something that I've thought about and willing to do. I thought it was going to be hard. You remember me going into that show? I was a little nervous.
You were nervous, yeah, and I was like, you got this, like, you do it, because I checked you out, like, Armand's episode, I checked out the middleman, but, like, you got a lot of insight. One thing I respect about you is that, you know, you're a hard-working dude. I saw you yesterday fucking loading up some, you shoveled that king-size mattress in here.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, I appreciate that, man. We do some real hard work out here, man, and we're in the thick of it, we're in the thick of summer. It's fucking hot as shit right now, man. It's disgusting.
Blazing. You know that, I was, not in my best moment last night, shirtless at the rail yard, as you saw
on
Facebook. I did project that out there.
Yeah,
totally forgot.
Is something I saw.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was that overheated. I was like, I'm in the thick of things right now, having a good time. And then popped the top off, you know, and just used it to my dance advantage, to be honest with you.
What does that even mean? Did you swing your shirt around?
Oh, yeah.
In the club, like as a helicopter?
I was, you know, shimmying. I got spit in the face last night.
Really?
This is a real tea.
Okay.
So, like, there's these two girls, like, dancing right in front of me. They both had fanny packs. I'm a big fanny pack guy, so I had to say something. I was just like, nice fanny packs.
Hilarious. Love it.
You know, didn't think anything of it. Went back to dancing. They kind of like, if anything, I was like, I had the shirt back on at that point. You know, I was more cordial.
Well, excuse me. Before we get into all of this and you can spin the face. When you took your shirt off, did anyone from the establishment approach you and be like, hey, buddy, you got to...
I wasn't the only one, so that's
okay.
There was another dude who had, he was like less committed. He had like half a shirt off.
Toga?
Yeah, he was like toga, and I was like, I'm going full. I just need to catch a break right now.
Uh-huh.
It's hot in here.
So, all right, so you put your shirt back on.
Barbie night.
You put your shirt back on, and then?
Then, you know, I was just chilling, fanny pack chicks. They kind of were dancing near me. I was like, when I go to the dance club, like, I'm dancing for me. Like, I don't care about anybody, you know? And then... some dude comes up and he's like, yo,
you're drifting again.
He was like, yo, like those girls got boyfriends. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, I didn't know that. I'm like, that's cool. Like no harm, no foul. Then he's just like, carrying on. I'm like, dude, like it's over. Like I really don't care about these two girls. Like I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
It's like, I just had my shirt off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like, I'm overheated.
Yeah.
Like, this is nobody needs to be doing what you're doing right now. And then ended, me and my friend Jake Charette, my sister's boyfriend's brother, who I'm great friends with, bought me a ukulele while he was in Hawaii.
Okay.
Didn't even buy his own self. So I like, when he did that, I was like, all right, we got to chill. Like, you got to come by the place. Let's have a night. Little did we know we'd have the night, I guess.
And this is last night.
This is last night. Okay. And he's outside. I go find him. I go, what's up, Jake? And then his friend's with him. I go, oh, what's up? And he's like, no. He's like, you're trying to get with my girl in there. I'm like,
wait, hold up.
So, different guy.
Okay, so fanny pack girls are no longer part of the equation.
But they are. There's haggling around. They're just...
Okay, hold on. Who's pressing
you? Should have never said anything about the fanny pack. That was the worst decision.
Who's pressing you right now?
Different guys, same girls. And I'm the other guy wasn't even dating them.
So he just homie who gave you the warning sign wasn't even dating them. Now the real one is
the real dude.
Picture.
He's like 5'2", so I'm like... Okay. I'm like, all right, like, dude, I'm not tall, but like... If you want to fight, like, I will fight a 5'2 guy. You know? Like, if there's going to be a guy I fight, it's going to be a dude who's 5'3". You know?
Okay, yeah.
Like, you're giving me at least...
What if they're, like, 5'12"? Or what if they're 6 foot?
I mean, dude, if somebody's, like, 6'4", like, you knock him out, you can't lose. Because everyone's going to be like, oh, well, he got knocked out by a 6'4", dude.
Do you think
if you win, then you're like, oh, I'm fucking the beast of the East.
So, do you think that it is better to have gotten knocked out by a 6'4 person? Wait, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'4 person as compared to a 5'2 person?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not trying. If I get knocked out by a 5'2 guy, it's actually more risky because you're like, you're supposed to beat him, but then, I mean, I wasn't disrespecting him. He was an in-shape guy, but I was like, dude, all right, like, I have a punchable face. Like, I'm adverse to people just wanting to cold cock me in the mouth. Like, I'm not... People just want to fight me. It's my whole life. People just want to, I'm not a fighter. I'm a good fighter, but I'm not a fighter.
Okay.
I was out there dancing, you know, I was trying to, you know, bring the boogie. I was trying to, you know, Marky Mark it, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Not, you know, get hit in over the head by a pipe Marky Mark, like by Marky Mark.
So now homie is in your face and...
After I just tried to like be like, what's up? And I was like, all right. And then I was telling him, like, dude, like, I didn't know those were girlfriends. My parents have divorced from infidelity. I've never even cheated on somebody. Like, I'm the last guy to worry about.
Probably didn't need to add that little detail.
Well, it was just like, I wanted to really get into his head because I was like, you really don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, I would just, okay, continue.
And I was like, there's cops like all over here. I was like, and then the other guy came back and then he was getting my face. And I was like, dude, I'm like, I got too much in my future right now that I'm not like going to like swing on you. Like you could punch me in the face. That's fine. And then he spit in my face. And I've never been so disrespected in my life. It's crazy. And we didn't even make it to Adult Swim. How about that? Didn't even get in.
Okay. Why not?
It was that packed. Oh, we got up there. We park. Jake's like, oh, should I move in a little bit in case somebody wants to park next to us? I'm like, I doubt they could fit. These two girls park, and we had a conversation, and then we went up, and then the line, I've never seen it like this. You have to go at like 6 p.m. You can't go at 8.
If you don't know what Adult Swim is, it's a waste of your fucking time. I'm just going to put it that way, okay? Adult Swim is in fucking Montage Mountain, and it's when a bunch of...
I'm going out right there.
It's when a bunch of older people, such as yourself, me,
such
myself,
as me,
and
yeah.
I, you know, if you're 21 washed and above, up. You go up there and you fucking party hard in a pool full of drunk people who are probably pissing in the fucking pool.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's
and it's
guaranteed.
Just like it's ratchet. It's like,
it's a ratchetest place
it's
on
super
the planet.
Right. You want to know how ratchet it is? On my Snapchat this morning, I saw someone who was there. Right. They were there. You want to know what the fuck I saw? I saw this woman getting dragged
cuts.
By her hair, bro. And then bink, 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 right on the floor, bro. And what's crazy is no one's trying to do nothing about it. Everyone's recording and it's hilarious because
right.
The woman's still sitting on the floor. And women, when they fight, it's hilarious to me
so
because
good.
When they grab the bundle of hair and they walk you
the
around
first,
like you're a dog.
Oh, that's the worst.
That
like,
shit's
oh.
crazy, bro. I feel bad for women when they do that. But if they got you by the hair right here, then you're just like a punching bag for them. Bink, 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 stupid spins, bink. And that's some real shit. That's what I saw this morning. So
that makes sense because it was Ratchet. It was Tyga, Ratchet City out there. We were at who you need to have on the pod is Mike Messina. We were at his album party at Voodoo prior. We're stopped there. Check that scene. Voodoo needs to turn the volume down because they just blast in. It just gets too loud. But
is that the Voodoo Brewery over here, the brand new one?
Yeah, by Southside Bowl.
Okay, yeah. I've never been. Is it nice in there?
It's nice. The acoustics are weird. Mm. If you go too high, it just like blares. But he did great. He adjusted the levels, and you got to have him on. I was going to hang out with him in L.A. I was going to move there last year before the big break, and that's a whole story. I was going to live in a hostel, never dormed in my life. And I left after 2 hours. Smelled like patchouli oil and like hippie farts.
Really?
I got there at midnight and then I was like, oh, I was like, two dudes just sleep. I never dormed in my life, let alone.
Well, like, two, you know, dudes, John, you're always in these like weird adventures, bro. And I had to get
out of my system, to be honest with you. I always thought I could just live on a beach and not a hostel and not have to pay rent. And it just, there's no free lunch in life. It's really not.
Yeah. No free lunch in life. That was it's probably disgusting too. You know, I mean, if you're living off the land, cool, but you know, you end up doing all these like weird activities, bro. And you're just like out and about and, you know, like
spit my face at the railing.
Yeah. Someone spit in your face, you know, let it go. Let it go.
I'm actually going to be like stopping drinking and everything. I'm going back to school to play at baseball at Luzerne. So
okay,
I'm gonna be like, I'm excited because I don't have an excuse to.
All
be
I'm
like,
saying is, if someone spit in my face, I'm fucking punching them. I've
never, like, my friend could tell you, he's never seen me like that. I couldn't because I'm like, I got like actual things in my
bro. I'm beating the brakes off of you.
No, I know. I told him. He knew the guy. I was like, yeah, you gotta get me that guy's name. So I'll fight him in a UFC match or something just to get it out of me. But I was like, I'll take it. I'll take that to the plate and fucking hit a home run. You know. You know what I mean? It was just I. You gotta think about that guy. He's gotta be the saddest soul of all time. The sulliest soul. You know. Spit in a man's face and walk away. I could never contemplate ever, you know, getting in that situation.
Listen, him walking away would have been his first mistake because he wouldn't have seen a fucking punch coming.
Right. For real. Nah.
That's crazy. Like, listen, bro, I'm telling you.
There was six cop cars. Like, there was
I don't give a fuck. Officer, he spit in my fucking face. What do you want me to do? If you, as a fucking civilian, spit in an officer's face, what is he doing to you?
Knocking a clean cut.
He's fucking
out,
turning you around and fucking locking you up type shit, right?
Right.
So?
No, I get it. I told him, I was like, I've never been disrespected in that sense in my life.
I gotta know, how big was this dude?
5'2",
five,
bro.
Like three, dude. No. Actually, he was about my height, the other dude. But the other dude that was really wanted to fight was 5'2", and he was just using him as like, and even then, I was like, dude, if you're willing to spit in my face, like, I'm willing to fight you because I know you're
so
not.
So he had to look up and go.
No, I didn't even expect it. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I just got my face spat on. Like, and then the dude walked away. I'm like, I've never seen such cowardice in my life. And I just was like, it's not worth it because I got stuff going on. You know, if I get into a fight, that takes away, I might not be able to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm thinking about baseball.
I get it. I mean, you're thinking bigger priority. All I'm saying is from my personal standpoint, you spit in my face, I'm fucking kicking you.
Oh, no. I'm a peaceful man, and that turned me into I said some things I, you know, wouldn't say to anybody else in that moment and didn't feel bad about it because it was like just, I hope this dude sees this podcast and it's like, wow, piece of trash.
I think that'd be hilarious if he commented and be like, hey, I was the guy who spit in his face.
Spit in your face.
Like, if you want to square up, here's my address, blah, blah, blah. We're pulling up and we're
dude, I'd pull up. I would do, you have to. I would do like a, you know, even a sanction thing. I would do like a boxing match or like something because I'm not afraid to fight, but like.
All right. Enough with the fighting. Yeah. Enough with the fighting. That's fucking negative bullshit. Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. So we get to Adult Swim after Voodoo. And I'm like pumped because I haven't been able to make any of them.
Yeah,
because
he's, you know, he just was continuing time.
Right. And we go up to the line. I've never seen it this big. It was like 300 people. And then we tried to do no bag line, and the guy was like, get out of here. There's no bag line, get out of here. I'm like, all right. And then some dude was a voice reason. He's like, by the time you get in, it's going to be over. I'm like, let's dip set. Let's save the change. We walk back, and the girls that were parked next to us, they're like, where you going? And I'm like, we're out. He's like, they already bought tickets, so they're going in. And then I was like, they're like, what are you doing later? We're like, Barbie night, rail yard. They're like, come to the D.C. I'm like, the D.C.? I was like, not the... And they're like, Diamond Club. I'm like, oh, my God. And they're doing... I ended up doing twerks. They were twerking. I'm a Christian man, after last night. I'm bro, going back to church.
Let's get off of last night. That just sounds like a mess, a monstrosity. Kind of just like... bullshit.
Oh, and then we went to, at the end of the night, though, we had a good time. We went to this guy Freeze's house. He runs the sound at Cultural Center. And every Friday, if the green light's on at his place, it's a go. Like, get in there. He's got 2 40 piece drum sets. All the walls are just lined with amps. We were jamming until like 4 or 5, obviously, because I woke up at like 10:30 today. But you would like his place because it was just, it's like, it's kind of like this. Like, you could do a podcast, you could record music in this like little dungeon. He's got a fish layer. Like, it's cool. We got to get you there.
All right, man. I mean, listen, you're tapped into Scranton and you know a few things. I mean, I'll check it out, man. I'll check it out. You know,
do you want to get into the snake story?
Yeah, no, we could definitely get into the snake story. You know, you just shared your experience from yesterday. You know, listen, John. I'm telling you, man, your life to me, when I see you, when I see things on social media, I look at you and I'm like, damn, bro, like, this guy is a fucking show. And the reason I say that is because, like, I wanted to ask you, like, how do you view life, bro? How do you, like, go about life on a day-to-day basis? Because you end up, like you just told us, he was at the Adult Swim, then went to Rail Yard, then ended up at this place at the end of the night and was jammed till 5 a.m., right? You know what I mean? Like, that's a different approach, you know? Like, people are just like, people probably wake up, go to work, eat dinner, go to sleep, blah, blah, rinse, wash, repeat. What's your take and look on life that gets you into these extreme and pretty eventful events such as this snake story that we're going to talk about shortly here? But before we get into that.
Great question. That's actually like, very poignant to my life because I would say, you know what? It was actually Joe Rogan. He said, live your life like a movie.
Okay. Wow. Perfect. You said that. Happy.
And,
continue.
Let me hit this for a minute.
Hit the T. I'm gonna hit a V.
And that was like the most influential thing I ever heard in my life. Cause I was like, okay, I am the lead character in my movie. I was writing screenplays at the time as a kid. Like, I learned how to write screenplays. I'm like, what? How do I live like that without being, you want to be the good guy. You don't want to be the, you know, bad guy, and you want to still do some cool stuff. So then another personal philosophy was like, I would make decisions. I make decisions if like it will sound good on a podcast. Like I moved to Denver on a whim, like after I missed my flight.
Okay.
Back home to Philly.
Wow.
Like I just was like, this is a podcast story.
Okay.
So I guess like in a way, like I'm just living like through like a movie that I'm in while writing.
Yeah, creating while writing. And then, you know, it's funny that you say that because I saw on your Facebook as well, someone mentioned that, you know, your life isn't, I saw it, you like quoted it, your friend John Frey said
it. That was a great quote. He said it in on our podcast, mm-hmm. Shout out John and Johnny's show or Johnny Johnny's Playhouse. He said, once you're in a book, you're fiction.
There it is.
And he was just joking, but I thought that was very, like, it was funny, but it was also like, wow.
Yeah, no, I get it. Once you're in a book, it's fiction. I mean, it could definitely obviously work in nonfiction, but the approach on life, the life is a movie, is something that I am seeing right now as well.
Your life's a movie, dude. I mean, like, you're working. I respect you because I've grew up with a lot of hard work and like men who have done some, you know, tough jobs, and you're doing HVAC and then you're coming in here doing a podcast. Like, I respect that because it's the same reason with me where it's like, I don't want to be regular, but I also will be regular, but I'll do the things to get me to a place where I'm like really soaring, you know, doing some cool stuff. I think it might come down to like, I'm like narcoleptic. I can't do like the regular, like 9 to 5. Like I just sleep. Like, so like I'm like, if I'm going to be a comic, if I'm going to be an actor, musician, I'm going to do it. You know, I feel like a lot of people they kind of want to do it, but they don't live the lifestyle that would. Because it all, at the end of the day, comes down to like a, it's like business. It's so doing do the thing, you know.
Do you think you need to live the lifestyle to play the part?
I think it just finds me there. I feel like I'm just like, at this point, like even my friend last night, that was crazy. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I did not. I was just trying to dance. I didn't know it'd be, you know. But he had a good time. But anymore, I kind of am just going by the. I'm using my intuition and doing what feels right to me. You know, most people don't do that, and they follow what somebody else is saying. Like, when I told my friends I was going back to school to play baseball, they're all like, no, don't do it. And I'm like, you shouldn't do it because that's not for you. But for me, this makes sense, you know? And I'm going to be doing audio engineering and stuff. So it's not like I'm just getting, I'm going to be getting something out of it, you know?
Yeah, you're not just going to be playing baseball. I get exactly what you're saying. Listen, so life is a movie. Okay.
Life's a movie. I have four sisters. That's got to contribute to it, you know, because I always had to just be on, like, I had to figure it out on my own. Just playing basketball in my backyard for 18 hours, you know, just daydreaming. Because I didn't have, like, a brother to just, like, bounce that off with. Yeah. And then becoming, you know, more sensitive to, like, you know, the opposite of, like, how women are and just, like, you know, being a guy that's not that can be like athletic and stuff, but also very sensitive. So like, I feel like that's played a role in that. I have a different mindset than most dudes, I think, because I like at least a lot of guys with a lot of brothers or no sisters, I feel like, you know, tend to be different. Maybe that guy.
I mean, yeah,
maybe that guy who spit in my face needed a few sisters, and they wouldn't be hot.
Yo, this guy who spit in your face is living in your head rent free.
That's fine.
Get him out of there.
No, I'm using that at bat, dude. I'm thinking about that right when I get up at bat. I'm thinking about rail yard, shirt off, fanny pack chicks. I'm just getting... I can't hit unless I'm, at, like, angry. It's weird. So I'm going to use that. But, yeah, so, like, life's a movie. You know, like, there's a lot of things that I've, like, done that were, like, what would you do if you were in the movie? You know, would you take the movie audition? I was in a movie. I took the audition. You got to do the audition first, though. You actually got to put the...
Yeah, but this is life, bro. There is no audition, right? You're in it.
You're in it.
You know?
I'm probably boredom. I've lived, like, a pretty interesting life. So, like, I've been all over Puerto Rico. And I've lived in San Francisco, Denver. So, like, especially in Scranton, like, you kind of have to, like, it's pretty dullard. You know, it's pretty dull here. If you know, in terms of like
I think life is what you make it, man. Right. I think life is what you make it. If you think shit is dull, then fucking do something about it. Seriously, okay? Because listen, life to me, right at this moment, right now, if we're talking about life as a movie, you know, I've been trying to expand on that thought, but I haven't been able to. I consider my life a movie right now. There's a lot of shit that I've been going through.
Your life's a movie for sure.
That's been happening that I'm like just like laughing about, you know, and it's just like. Because I'm just like, yo, it was supposed to happen this way. It was supposed to happen this way. For example, okay, I was driving home from work on Tuesday, okay? And I was driving to my location, didn't see the boys, Life, we're cooling, fantastic. You know, I get to the shop, I grab what I need to get. I'm driving back home. I'm doing like 65 and a 45, you know, regular shit in this area, you know.
Casual speeding, not anything aggressive. It's a straightaway. Yeah.
Never find any cops on this road. I'm just doing my thing. I'm driving, right? And then I see a cop, you know, just driving. I just see him coming from the rearview mirror. I see the lights. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, let me get out the way. Let me be a good Samaritan. You know, he's definitely in a rush and he's looking for something. He's got to go get someone, right?
No, he's got to get somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, I pull off to the side and you know, little do I know, he pulls in right behind me and I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, yo, where'd this guy come from? You know? And, as soon as he pulled up and he, you know, knocked on my window, he said, hey, sir, how you doing? can I ask you where you were going in such a hurry? And I just told him, I said, listen, man, I said, I wish I had a better answer for you, bro. I was just going home. You know, that's it. That's really what it was, you know? So yeah. I was like, fuck, man. Like, but it's those little moments that it's like, you think you're doing the right thing. And then, you know, it ends up biting you in the ass and, right. and you were doing a wrong thing, I guess, you know, is what makes me think like, wow, life is a movie. I literally couldn't sit there and be mad about anything, bro. I sat there and I laughed about it. I was like, okay, yeah, no, this is exactly how it's supposed to happen. And then so you mentioned yesterday, you saw me working yesterday. I just got a new king size mattress. Holy shit.
That was a movie.
I was moving that shit by myself upstairs. I mean, I got it upstairs with the help of my friends, like into the apartment. But in my
gotta
apartment.
Finish the job. They gotta. I'm gonna call them out on that. They need to. But hey, that's they podcast. Had that's movie quality. That's they movie
had
quality.
They had shit to do, so I'm not gonna hold them to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So anyway, so I was over.
You're
gonna
clip that. You're gonna put the.
That's what I'm
potentially.
Yes, John. Thanks for ruining that because I was just about to say that. So, there's a video of me pulling up the mattress up to the stairs here, and let me tell you guys, I had one hell of a time. But as I was doing it. I was struggling, right? And I'm like, yo, you got to set up your camera. I was like, you got to record this. As stupid as it sounds.
That's fair. That's like, you did a good thing for everybody. That made my day.
Yeah, I was like, I need to do this because otherwise no one would believe me that I got this shit up here by myself.
Right, right. That's
like, it's a big ass bed. That's a king size mattress.
Can you imagine, like, it's easy. Like, that's what I mean. Like, living your life like a movie is easy now because you got cameras. You could literally film everything. Imagine like 10, 20, 30 years ago when you didn't have a phone right at your disposal. You had to have a nice camera to record stuff. Like,
yeah.
That happened. You'd just be telling everybody. You'd never be like, all right, yeah, sure.
Sure, buddy. Sure, he did. It's hilarious. It's a great time. You'll see me do it. Okay. And when you're watching the video, as it's going to be overlaid right here, just know that pivot that happened there. Was not planned. I was about to lose a mattress. I really was. Okay, but everything inside me told me, you're not losing this fucking mattress because you got it halfway up the stairs.
Yeah, you got it right there. And it was like, I thought you were losing it. I was like, wow, what a comeback.
I thought I was losing it too. Comeback kid.
Yeah, that was a comeback story.
So it's those moments, like stuff like that, where I'm like, yo, this shit's fucking hilarious. Like, I'm literally sitting here laughing at myself because I'm like, this is my life and my life is a movie. My life is a comedy. Okay, my life is a comedy. My life can be a romantic. My life can be, a rom-com, a horror, or even, a sad movie at times, you know? But it all depends on how you look at it. If you understand that it's a movie and that it's going to end eventually, because it ends after 2 hours, maybe even three, you know, the sadness, whatever overbearing feeling that you had, the happiness, the laughs and shit like that, it's over. The movie's over. Time to start the new one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's just where I've been at lately. And I'm like, yo, that shit's fucking hilarious because all I could do is just laugh at myself. Like, all right, another prime example with this bed. Okay, like my homie didn't give me the screws for it.
Oh.
Okay. He just didn't get into me yet. But I had another bed frame, one that was a queen size, and I was like, all right, well, let me break this apart, blah, blah, blah. Put the screws up here, blah, blah, blah. Cool, whatever. As I'm putting the bed frame together, I'm like, it's going to work, but it's not going to be as sturdy. So, you know, if I get a little freaky in the sheets, it's going to break. And I was like, we need to figure something out. So I was like, let me go and just grab these bolts and let's see if they work. I was like, what are the odds that they work? They're completely two different fucking bed frames, bed mattresses, blah, blah, blah. Bro, the fucking things worked. It was like the correct thread and everything like that, you know? And I was like, oh, this is amazing. I was like, yeah, this is, I was like, of course it would work because life is a fucking movie. And that's just where I've been at lately, bro.
We're on the same page. Like, it's just, you know, things fall into place. You know, you put the energy out there and you give it a little effort and things start just, even this, like, you know, you got a podcast and your apartment, like, you kind of are asking for it, like, in terms of, like, everything becomes a movie, then everything becomes a podcast story. You have it when, like, sometimes you ever, like, do you ever, like, not tell a story because you're like, I got to save it for the pod, or, like, you know, like, that's got to be something.
No, that's a really good point. And yeah, there's times where I don't tell stories, but I would like reiterate them to like friends off the camera. You know what I mean? But yeah, there are times where I'm like, oh yeah, that's a really good podcast moment. But also, I don't go into life looking for podcast moments.
Yeah.
I don't. Right. You know, I'm just like, I'm extra observant of what's around me. You know, I really try to be cognitive and, you know, aware of myself and my surroundings. And just going through life with that approach as well, the more and more you realize all the shit going around, you realize how many times you could probably make this face. like what?
We're making that today when I text you at 10:45.
Like, is that really happening? Like, you know, and it's incredible, bro. And it's incredible because we see all this shit, right? We see all this type of bullshit. You see all these things on social media. Like, for example, this dog that we just saw. Okay.
Oh, dude.
Okay,
hold on. Yes, please bring it up.
We're gonna I'm gonna have to overlay this in here. Okay, Mike, Michael. You know, Michael on a we gotta give you like a
give a shout out to Mike.
We gotta give you know how like DJ Drama. It's like, hey, it was DJ Drama. You know, like we gotta get you something.
Oh, that'd
like,
be sick.
It's Michael on the cam.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Cool. That would be groundbreaking in podcasting. The producer getting some love, baby. I like that.
I mean, they always get love, bro.
But that's like major love. Like, that's cool.
Oh, shoot.
DJ Khaled type.
Speaking about love, you know, people, I appreciate everyone hitting us up and always referring to you guys, because I think the public is aware that this is not only me doing this. And that's essential, you know, and that's just with everyone being a part of the team. And shout out to my team. And just so you guys know, you guys are always getting recognition and love from the viewers. They're always hitting me up. They never address who it is. You, Kev, you know, they're like, you guys are, I want to come and see how you guys are doing this. Yeah. Little side note there, but yeah, back to this dog. Okay. So,
well, is it a dog or is it? How do we look at this?
You know, I had a conversation. It's a furry.
It's a method acting furry. Yeah, he's deep into the furry weeds.
Yeah,
he looks like a legit dog, though.
No, bro, this man, I think, lives like this all day, every day.
Like, do you think he goes for walks? Like, does his girl or whoever?
Yes. Come on, bro. Look at the photo.
That thing is so ridiculous.
There's a woman with the dog.
It's so crazy.
It's so lifelike.
It's actually quite disturbing.
It's disturbing. We're in the point of life where you're garbage if you say something like, hey, that's a little weird, people are gonna like jump on your neck, and it's like, wait, shouldn't that be weird? Like, I feel like that should be weird a little bit.
It is.
100%.
And it is. And if you say I'm an asshole for judging, listen. Normal, there is no normal anymore, right? There is no normal. There is no normal. And yeah, you can live your life how you want to live your life, but I think it's okay to give a little bit of judgment. And
we need to introduce judgment back into the scape of society a little bit. Like, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be like the total, but like maybe be like, hey, dude, maybe don't
just
be a border collie.
Yeah, just a.
But at the same time, I'm like. Because that's not my life. I'm not border collie. And seeing that headline made me audibly laugh. It audibly made my day in a weird way. Like, wow, this guy's actually a border collie. Like, he's really doing it, though. He's at least you could give him A for effort. He's a border collie.
It's really disturbing, my friends. So basically, story goes, this gentleman spent $20,000 to transform himself into a border collie.
Geez.
steps out for the first ever walk in public. Okay. And dude, like, something else that's frightening is his paws. And here, I'm gonna show you his
you got a deep look into the paws.
Yeah,
let me check these paws out.
Bro, look at that.
Dude, oh my god. All right, so he looks nothing like a border collie in video. It's just I do wag.
Mike, do you want to see the dog?
It's like Uber for dog walking. Wag. Like, what if I get some dude who's just like, can you walk my dog? And it's just him dressed up as a dog. Do I walk it? Like, get that 20 bones?
Listen, yeah, money's money, bro. I don't know. Yeah. That's up to you. How do you want to be viewed, man?
I'm going to do it for the podcast story, obviously. Wow. The movie story.
Mike, what are your thoughts on that? Go ahead,
dude,
he's really killing
it. He's really killing the fake dog game. Like, you got to give him A for
dog for a second, and then I started moving. I was like, oh, shit, it's a fucking person.
Dude, yeah. I mean, he looks way more like a dog in photo than video.
Dude.
But.
What?
Like, the walking, like, is that a costume?
So, like, how does he eat? Like, does he stay in that? Or, like, how does that work?
Oh my goodness, we need a documentary on this guy.
I am so lazy. Even if I wanted to be a dog, I'd be like, nah, like it's just too much effort to walk around and get walked.
I'm not a fan of the furry community. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think it's a
we're anti-furry on this. I like that.
I'm anti-furry.
You're gonna get a lot of furry,
like furries might hate me after this one. Yeah. I might be banned from the furry community.
You're getting no party invite.
And that's okay, but can I be honest? Like, if that border collie came up to me and like let's say he speaks, right?
Right.
And he fucking says hello.
Yo, I'm swinging or something.
I'm gonna like want to kick immediately, yeah, bro. Like, holy shit, it's a talking dog like fucking Brian Griffin, you know? Like, that shit is crazy.
You're like, I must have put some mushrooms in my smoothie today. Something's up.
Yeah, you know? No, that's exactly it. And I guess I'm banned from the furry community.
You're definitely looking for an all-time ban with this. I'm with you though. I'm right on the back of you. I'm defending the anti-furry movement. We don't need it. We got dogs. We got cool dogs. We don't need human dogs.
Exactly.
You know, it's like bullying might help a little bit if you just were like, dude, no.
What's up?
Bullying might help in that situation a little bit.
We don't condone bullying here on a Middleman podcast, so I'm not going to advertise that one.
But I don't know. I mean, like maybe a little jab, slight jab. Uh-huh. You know, I'd be like, hey, you're not coming to the cookout.
All right, so
does he get the invite? Like, just. Like, they're just like, yeah, you could bring the dog.
Yeah, Jessica and her dog are coming. Oh, okay, perfect.
Great. And he's just like jumping in the pool. Like,
yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. So tell me, John, tell me about this this story about this snake that you found on Green Ridge. We're going to ask that you please provide photos.
I'll definitely provide some photos. I just posted on Instagram to verify because I've had a few people like, I'm like, oh, I have pictures and I never gave it to them but told them the story. That was a whimsical day, man. Like, it was, you know, early 20s. So like life was just like, even if you go out and work at a restaurant, when you leave, like the whole world felt open. You know what I mean? Like when you're like, really just have that energy that like, you know, you might have to take some psychedelics to feel when you're like 30, 35. Like it was just like maybe testosterone and just like dopamine. I was just popped out on my bike after I was working at, you know where Chef Vons is?
Yeah, so I know where Chef Vaughn is.
So it used to be J.J. McNally's. My best friend's dad owned it. And I would never drive because it was just like, why am I going to pay half my working salary to park on the street, you know? And I just would bike every day. And it was one that was like a day like yesterday, like sweltering heat. And I'm off North Washington. And I would decide. I'd be like, should I go down Wyoming today or should I? And I always choose Wyoming because my coworker lived on Wyoming, Marty Rowan, rest in peace. Great guy, always would have a classic Yankee cap, just held down everything, like made sure me and my friend Sam Barry were going crazy, but not too crazy working, you know, the restaurant life. So I would always try to ride my bike past his house on Wyoming and Green Ridge because I might run into him. Or
losing the mic a little bit.
Okay. If I ran into him, I'd be like, you know, talk for a little bit. If not, like to that day, I would just do a little shout out like, Marty, as I rode by. And I remember I said Marty. And then within 2 seconds, I look over and Green Ridge Library has this Nancy Holmes like green sign. You'll never miss it. It's facing right out to the street. And I look and there is a snake coiled around it. I'm not talking like a garden snake. I'm talking Britney Spears, like music video identical. Like I stopped in my tracks and I'm like, no. I'm like, what? There was a family next to me on the street in a Jeep. And I'm like, there's a snake right there.
It was a massive snake.
And they rolled their window up. And for a second, I swear I was Harry Potter. I'm like, am I like... Am I going to Hogwarts? Like, is this happening? Like, about to get the letter? And it's just looking at me, and I was like, no. And I was like, why? I'm like, why? Where? How? Why is there a snake?
John, you know what type of snake it was?
Python.
A python, okay.
Like the Britney Spears video.
Yeah, yellow.
To a T. Yellow, white, reddish eyes are staring at me, just like tongue just like slithering out.
And you're like 21 at this point?
Dude, I'm 21, just finished up a shift at JJ McNally's, like rear end with energy, just like, what? And then the best thing that could ever happen, talk about a movie, a podcast story, is a dude in a safari outfit and cargo shorts pops out of, and then I knew immediately, I'm like, there's a snake owner. And I'm like, hey, is your snake? He's like, oh yeah, my bad. Forgot about it. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about it. Just forget about your python.
Yeah, how do you forget about a fucking python, bro? And this is in public, by the way. This is like Green Ridge, you know? Like,
outside. Like, this is like, this snake could have just dipped, and that happens. Yeah. I ended up looking up, like, I'm like, how are you allowed to? Because they could coil up on you. They could take you out anytime they want. And people just have them as pets. In Florida, they're like an issue. Because people just like get them and then leave them out. And then I ended up, even though I was like so sketched, I was like, the guy let me take a picture with it. So I'll send that picture, just me like buzz cut. Like,
wow.
And he was like, it's just like a, he was showing kids, like, why is this guy?
Yeah, alive? Hold on. Where does this guy even come from? What's his story? Did you get his story?
He was just a reptile guy. Immediately sketch alert. Anymore?
Well, there's actually a reptile expo
coming up
today.
Is it today?
Yeah, today?
Oh yeah, my friend Josh is going to that.
A lot of reptiles around here.
I'm gonna have to pop in and see if that dude's there. He's definitely got to be around somewhere, right? Like,
so he owns did he live on that block?
No, he was just in. He was just showing the kids the snake at the library, and then he must have been like dropping a deuce and just like, can't bring the snake in with me.
But wow,
let him get some sunshine, maybe.
Wow,
it was crazy, like, because that thing could have jacked me easily.
Yeah,
it could have easily just been like, "What's good," and just wrapped me up.
Yeah,
and I was trying to talk Harry Potter to it. I was like, "It didn't work."
Wow, man. Yeah, no, that's a crazy story. You know, I can only imagine if I were freaking walking around and I see a freaking giant python, or excuse me, what was it?
I would say python. I think it was a Burmese python.
A python, yeah. And I see a freaking python just hanging on its arm. Like, oh shit! All right, yeah, that's cool. All right, you know, that's identical to driving and just seeing like a fucking unicorn on the street. Okay, it's just like, it shouldn't be here. Okay, like,
yeah.
It's like, yo, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here.
What are you doing, dude? What the fuck are you doing, dude? What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, dude? Shut up.
What the fuck?
I've developed Tourette's over the last 2 years. You could keep it in.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. Or you could cut it. I don't care.
No, you're good, bro. You're good.
I developed Tourette's. So I got the jab, and then I got Tourette's. So.
Really?
Yeah. No, you're not even kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that just took a turn.
Yeah.
That was... Go ahead.
I thought you were, like, really scared of unicorns.
Oh, no. I just literally, like... I got the jab, and then...
You had a unicorn phobia?
I swear to you, I 26, 27 years, never had a... tick or anything, and then I got the jab, and then I was having like ticks at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Here, just pick the mic up because you lowered it on that one, man.
That's pretty cool though. Like, I don't know. Like,
it sucks, but it is what it is.
I didn't mean that.
But yeah, Tourette's.
Unique man, dude.
I don't know.
Dude, bro.
I don't know. I don't like that. I'd rather that be not unique in that way.
Well, you're unique because, like I said, bro, like, I mean, do you have...
I don't give a fuck, though. The thing is, like, I don't have enough care to give a fuck, you know? Because, like...
Do you think that's a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be bad if I cared, because if I cared, then I don't think I'd get up in the morning.
Yeah, but... Wait, excuse me. Hold on. Do you think that if you cared, you wouldn't get up in the morning? I think caring is the reason to get up in the morning.
Some people.
But for you, you would say...
I would say the opposite. Because if I cared, then I'd be like constantly just... I just live in a shell.
Okay.
If I don't care, I could just keep... That thing can happen. I just...
Yeah.
Just go past it.
Okay. No, I get it. I mean, listen, I think that's okay to not care, you know, but there's also a point where you could get too careless and it could become a problem. And I'm just speaking that, you know, as a...
But well, I just...
Like, I think you, like, controlled it pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like occasional Tourette's. It's not real. Like, I can't imagine if I had actual Tourette's where you're, like, every 8 seconds you're yeah. like having a tick. Like, this is new and I might end up like going past it and not having it ever again. You know, that could potentially happen. But if I had, like, I don't know what I would do if it was like constant. You know what I mean? Like, it might not happen. It might happen later. It might happen like 6 hours from now. It might not. You know, I can't control it, but it's not like I might start fucking using it to my advantage and being like, fuck you, pussy. And that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, use like Eric Cartman, like just being like, you suck. And be like, oh, sorry, Mr. Tourette's. No, I wouldn't. You I wouldn't do that.
Like,
but
business cards and then like hand it to people.
Right. Like, I have occasional Tourette's. Yeah. yeah. So
you
like,
call someone a bitch or pussy.
Yeah.
Or you
I have occasional Tourette's. So. But at the same time, like, it is, like, I do care because it makes me feel weird. But at the same time, I do comedy and it's added some, you know, funny bits in my podcast and stuff. Like, so, you know.
Let's talk about, worse. Could let's be worse. Talk about your podcast. Let's just talk about what you're doing here. You got about 15 minutes here. You know, things that you are, you know, at the forefront. You know, there's a lot of things that you're involved in. He's involved with the Big Break competition.
The Big Break, yeah. August 5th, we got a show coming up.
You are the showman for the Big Break. You are the face of the Big Break, in my opinion, bro, because yeah. you've conducted interviews with numerous bands, numerous artists, working with AL, working with the Big Break team. So you've done that. You mentioned to me starting to join the competition yourself, which is a...
Yeah, one day, you know, I'm going to... One day I'm going to be competing and not hosting. We'll mm-hmm. see when.
So we have that plan. And then, you know, but the Big Break, that really wasn't like your identity. You were more so helping out. And now you also do a show with your buddy John.
John Fry, yeah.
John Fry, which is called?
It was the John and Johnny show, but now it's John and Johnny's Playhouse.
Okay, okay.
He's more the, he runs the reins of things of like if we're going to change the name or something. Like, and I was for it.
Okay.
So and I met him during the Big Break.
So you met him during the Big Break. Okay, yeah. Was he a band member or was he just someone who was spectating?
John is an honorary band member because he's the most he's like he's like my bizarro Superman. He's like he's got a little evil tinge to him, but in the best way. Like, he's an instigator. He's a total instigator, and just like he helped me out because the audio engineer for the Big Break Dipset, he went and did poetry, and I was the one who had to try and figure it out. It was my first week, like, working with the equipment and host. So John was luckily there, and he knows, like, he can pretend like he's not knowledgeable about stuff. Like, he'll pretend like he's not with it, but he's like, he could do whatever. He can do anything, like audio engineering, producing, like, and he came in and saved the day. And then I asked if he knew he looked like John Ralphio. And I was okay. hoping, like, this was a big ping because I was like, if he says no, I'm like, I'm off him. But then he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I am John Ralphio. I'm like, oh, we're best friends then. Okay, cool.
Cool, cool. That's so you two met there. What is the thesis of that show? Honestly, I did see an episode. I met Lemon Limes.
Lemon Lime, is, baby.
An alter Lemon ego. Lime.
I mean, yeah, I guess it is. There is no, it's kind of like Seinfeld. The topic or the theme is there is no theme. It's just kind of, I have to provide 5 topics, which he ruthlessly makes fun of me every time I think of a topic, which is I'm for. But yeah, Lemon Lime, if we want to delve into him, that I had thought of that when I got Lyme disease. I got Lyme disease like in 2018, 17. And when you find out you have Lyme disease, you have to take doxycycline, which is like a pill that helps. I don't know, like, you always have Lyme disease, but it helps. I don't know, like, but it makes you sensitive to the sun. So you can't, if you go outside, you have to have hoodie, you know, bandana. So I was going outside and working out because I couldn't. You go crazy. It's like 2-3 weeks where you can't go outside. It was middle of the summer. It was like July.
That's a harsh sickness to live with, man.
I don't really feel it because I always wake up tired and in pain, and I feel pretty good. My cousin has it, and he's like dealing with a lot of stuff. I'm not, but I'd rather Lyme than ticks, you know, than literal ticks. Like, Tourette's, but you know, like Lemon Lime is a great character because me and my sister were living together at the time, and I was dressed like that. And she's like, "Why are you dressed like that?" And I'm like, "I'm Lemon Lime."
Lemon Lime is your freestyle artist, I don't know, alter ego.
Yeah.
And I think every one of us have a little bit of an alter ego where we probably put on a face or act as if we're someone else. And I can recall back in my day, and this is some real shit, in high school, there was this alter ego who I created, and mi nombre es Hector. Me llamo Hector. That's what
how
it was.
You told me about Hector.
Yeah, me llamo Hector. Me llamo Hector. So Hector, all Hector was me with a pair of like cutter glasses, like I'm going to cut your grass type shit. And, that's all Hector was. And Hector was an iconic character. But the crazy part is Hector followed me even after the fact that I was done with high school and done impersonating this, this person who I wanted to be. Right. And it was stupid. It really was, but it was hilarious. So after the fact of high school, right? There were numerous times where I was getting calls from numbers that I don't even know, and they were legit, and I'm not even fucking lying, asking for Hector. They're like, "Hi, is this Hector?" And I'm like, "No, this is not Hector. Sorry.
You're telling me that.
Bro, that shit was some real shit." And no, we all have an alter ego, and that was mine was Hector.
I might have 20, to be honest with you. I might be like with numbers on a multiple.
So many faces, man. Why? Are you not comfortable with having your own?
No, I'm fine with what I got. But I don't know, man. I actually, because I love sports, but maybe like the classicness of movies and stuff, I just really wanted to like be cool or something, or wanted to like, there's nothing better than like quoting movies with your friends, right? Like, you know, like that's one thing everyone can enjoy. Like even if you don't like sports, or like everybody likes quoting movies. And maybe that's where I just was like,
"Do you have a favorite movie quote?" I don't have one.
I don't have one. No, I mean, like there's so many good ones. I mean, I do like I have favorite movies and stuff. Like, but I don't have no. I mean, there's that one in Goodfellas that's great. I forget how it goes, but like that's a quick like classic. You know, obviously like Billy Madison might be my favorite movie. Definitely might be my favorite comedy of all time.
Mike, do you have a movie line that you can think of that's like one of your favorites?
I'm trying to think, but really like not.
There's so many great movies out there. You know, yeah. Like I'm thinking Snakes on a Plane, you know.
My friend.
You got to get these goddamn snakes off this goddamn plane.
Gus the Savage said he wants to see Samuel Jackson as White. And then reverse that quote, like, "These gosh darn snakes on this gosh darn pain."
A little remix there. But listen, John, we're going to be finishing up tea time here, man. We're about to reach that hour marker. It's been a pleasure having you here. But before we get off of tea time, I just want to, you know, drop a little dime of knowledge here before we get off. As you guys can see, I've been over here. I've been drinking green tea, Arizona. Okay. But John, crazy thing is this shit was all a front. Okay. Let me show you what I mean.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. You see that? It's a sleeve, oh, yes. Okay? Oh, and damn. Whoa, it's early in the morning, but your boy is having the hard, spiked peach tea Arizona. Now, listen.
How is it?
This is not bad. It's all right. This genius little invention here was gifted to me by JR Motors Garage, okay? Shout out JR Motors Garage over there in Scioto, my friend. They're over there. They're doing fantastic things. He's been a big supporter of the podcast, and he gifted me this because he was like, "Hey, I think it'd be a funny gift." So with that being said, check out JR Motors Garage, man. That guy is a wizard. He can literally fix any problem you have, bro. I remember this one time I had a toothache, bro. So I pulled up.
Damn.
I pulled up and I said, "Yo, bro, I got a toothache. Could you take care of this for me?" He's like, "Listen, bro, I'm a mechanic." I said, "I get that, but pliers are pliers at the end of the day." So head over to JR Motors Garage, man. The guy, best mechanic on the mountain. Get you some real great prices, and he's going to do a great job. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Shout out you, Jose. I appreciate this. Shout out Tea Time. Shout out Johnny Yock for joining me here, man. It's been a pleasure. You know, we'll definitely double back. I can't wait to see what you continue to do, man, in this, I don't know, as you said, amateur, local
amateur celebrity. That was actually from Ice Fest in Clark Summit. Someone announced themselves before they were about to chop some ice. They're like, with your local amateur celebrity ice cutter. And me and my aunt and cousin were like, that's you. I'm like, straight up.
That's funny. Well, with that being said, everyone, thank you for watching and listening to Tea Time. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. We'll catch you next week.